Okay, let me just make sure I've got your order right. You're ordering a 5-minute cry session, a pack of tissues, 3 raw onions, and a puppy dog calendar. Okay, is that right? Okay, great. That'll be $3.99. Please pull up to the next window.
Hey, Mindy, there's about 100 cars lining the street to your driveway. What's going on?
One moment, ma'am. I'll be right with you.
Hey, Guy Razzie. Today's the grand opening of my cry-thru drive-thru.
Cry-thru drive-thru? What in the wow is that?
Okay, so I was reading this study the other day about how good crying is for your health.
Oh, yeah. I saw that article, too. Crying can reduce stress and even release endorphins, which can reduce pain.
Exactoritos. So I wanted to help people to, you know, let it all out. And the next thing I knew, my driveway became the world's first drive-through cry-through.
Mindy, this is a great idea, but is there any way you can close up shop for just a few minutes while we do our game show?
Oh, sure. Let me just give this Cry-stimmer their deluxe cry package here. Thank you. Come again.
Okay, then. Let's see. Mic check. 1, 2, 3.
And cue the fireworks in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after getting glitter out of the carpet, it's 2 Whats and a Row! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two Whats!
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for another tear-jerking round of 2 Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about kangaroos and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? The western gray kangaroo has a strong popcorn-like scent.
Or was it B? Newborn baby kangaroos are the size of grapefruits.
Or was it C? Kangaroos can jump over a school bus.
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Everett from Georgia. Everett, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Everett. And I live in Marietta, Georgia. My wow in the world is that kangaroos can jump over a school bus. Can you jump that high? Say hi to Dennis and Grandma G-Force and Reggie for me.
Winner, winner, school buses for dinner!
Everett, that is correct! Contestants, if you guessed the answer C, that kangaroos can jump over a school bus, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Wowzers!
Kangaroos can jump 6 feet high and cover 25 feet in a single bound. A school bus is about 20 feet long, so a leap like this is nothing for the mighty kangaroo.
Now, if you guessed A or B, you weren't too far off. The western gray kangaroo does not have a strong popcorn-like smell, but it actually has a strong curry-like smell.
And if you chose B, a baby kangaroo, or a joey, is not born the size of a grapefruit. It's born the size of a jelly bean.
Ooh.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, today, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible kangaroo tail?
Kangaroos use their tails as a fifth limb to help balance themselves while they're hopping around. And now you can have your very own kangaroo tail to help you balance as you hop around your living room.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break because the line at the cry-through is getting out of hand, but when we come back, it's another round of 2 Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from APM, presenting Million Bazillion from Marketplace and Brains On. Million Bazillion is a new podcast for kids and their families. It's all about money, how it works, how we use it, where it comes from, and how we could all get a little bit smarter about it in a fun way. Million Bazillion, helping dollars make more sense. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. I know the economy can be confusing. That's why this summer, Planet Money is bringing your family all of the answers. Kick back and listen to our new series, Summer School, the 8-week course in economics you will actually love. Listen now to Planet Money from NPR.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back. It's time for today's round of Two What's and a Wow. Today's category is...
tears. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are about to present you with three scientific statements about tears. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about tears is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, some moths drink the tears of sleeping birds and horses?
Or is it B, elephants are the only other animals that cry because of their emotions?
Or is it C, all human tears have the same chemical makeup?
One more time. Is it A, some moths drink the tears of sleeping birds and horses?
Or is it B, elephants are the only other animals that cry because of their emotions?
Or is it C, all human tears have the same chemical makeup?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and then seal it with your tears.
And be sure to check back on Tuesday to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Onions. Stop making me cry!
Now, we all know that chopping raw onions can make us cry.
But there are some ways to stop those tears from falling. And you can jog your memory by listening to one of our earlier Wow in the World episodes called Hey Onion, You're Making Me Cry.
We challenge you to try out some of these methods and see if they help keep you from crying around onions.
So the next time your grown-ups are chopping raw onions, try putting on swim goggles or even holding a slice of bread in your mouth.
And once you've found the perfect method, take a photo. Grown-ups, you can send those photos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to check back on Tuesday for the answer to today's game when we'll play another round of...
Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.